Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron Ananian.
New means never ever work. New does not mean good. New means if it's not working right, you better go back and check that part because maybe you've got a problem.
The Car Doctor.
Do you recommend doing an engine flush? Is there a such thing?
No. What's the point? You're using a good quality oil. You're changing the oil on a regular basis. I mean, you know, you get to the 300,000 mile mark, you want to run some crankcase cleaner through it, something rated for the engine, something safe. Sure, go ahead.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I want to talk a little real quick about the thing. You know, the thing, the Volkswagen thing. Because it's almost done. It really is. It's almost done. We've been working on a 73. In case you missed it, we've been working on a 73 Volkswagen thing. That's what they call it. It's a thing, right? Everybody comes in and goes, what is that? It's a thing. What? That? It's a thing. It's kind of like
God drives a Volkswagen thing.
All right, enough of that. It's sort of like a who's on first moment, right? You know, who's on first? You know, I don't know, third base. What is that? It's a thing. It's a Volkswagen thing. That's what they called it. And it's pink. I just can't get over this. Tom's seen it. It is pretty hysterical. But in any event, so we're down to the last thing with the thing on Friday, and it needed a brake light switch on one of the hydraulic switches on the master cylinder went bad. You know, I got to tell you, thank God for AutoZone, right? Jumped on the website, and, you know, not only the thing I like about doing this with their website is they give you the ability to look up the part and they show you a picture of it because there's actually a choice because there's a brake light switch for brake lights and then there is a brake light hydraulic switch for the on-dash brake light. It's a little confusing and they helped to break it down. But, you know, sure enough, they had a replacement switch in stock, ran it down to us 20 minutes later, switch was on and you know, away we go. So, you know, the value of using AutoZone, AutoZonePro.com, and the website is just phenomenal. So I can't say enough about it. But the pink thing is almost out the door. They're going to pick it up on Monday. And there'll be no more pink thing in the parking lot. And we get to thank AutoZonePro.com for that and helping us fix the last thing on the thing. So it's a thing.
How am I supposed to find you now?
So, well, Tom, it's so weird that everybody comes in and they want to, you know, I could put the 55, the Monte Carlo, and the thing out in the parking lot. Everybody wants to ride around in the Barbie car. They want to ride around in the thing. It's the funniest thing. So let's.
Everybody I've sent that picture to wants the car. They're like, "This is great. How do I get one?" I'm like, "Seriously?"
I think Gordon's onto something. It's crazy. So anyway, let's open up the phone lines. Let's go to Derek in Illinois, 98 Toyota Tacoma. What's going on here, Derek? How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'm listening to your podcast all the time. You're really great.
Thank you, sir.
I've learned from you. I appreciate that.
Let's see if I can keep the record going. Go ahead. What do we got?
You will. I have faith. It's a 98 Tacoma. Very intermittent, no start, no crank situation.
Okay.
I'll drive it to work, come out. You know, no start, no crank. It always restarts again. Sometimes you wait 5 minutes, it'll go. Doing nothing other than turning the key again. And sometimes you have to wait 2 hours. Start every time, just... And it only happens a couple of times. It'll go like times a week. It won't do it for 2 months straight. It kind of hits again.
All right. That's kind of the worst. So when it does it, Derek, is it you turn the key on, you rotate it forward to the crank position. Do the dash lights come up?
Everything's up.
Okay, everything is up, except you turn the key and nothing happens. There's no sound.
Sound whatsoever.
All right.
No click, no.
All right.
It's just like there's...
Sticker automatic.
Missing.
Sticker automatic.
Automatic.
Automatic. V6?
Automatic.
V6, V6, Derek?
Four.
Four-cylinder.
Four.
Okay. Down at the starter, there's going to be a black-white wire, which is solenoid feed. Can we wire a bulb to that black-white wire and see if it's lit when it goes into this no-crank condition?
And that's part of my question because, you know, the last time this happened, I tried getting it to my mechanic in the no-start state.
Right.
We towed it to the mechanic, and of course, it started for him the next day. So it's currently sitting at the mechanic's, and that's, you know, I kind of ran that idea by him, running some test lights to various points to try to isolate where I'm losing signal. And I just want to make sure with you that I'm on the right track with that. And it
sounds like it so far. So yeah, why can't we? You know, if we go to the solenoid feed wire, listen, there's two wires at that starter. Well, there's three things at that starter that connect. It has to be grounded. Okay, so loss of ground, either the starter's not grounded to the engine block properly or the engine is not grounded properly to the battery, right? Follow the electrons flow. It has to go from positive to negative or negative to positive, which school of thought you went to, all right? But loss
any ground on that circuit?
Well, there's ground on the starter. Like I said, the starter is grounded to the block by virtue of its connection, of it being bolted. And then there's going to be a ground strap that connects the battery to the engine block itself. That's it. Make sure your grounds are good, clean, and tight. You could do a loaded voltage drop test across those. Wiggle them, check them. You know, they're old. It's older. It's an older vehicle. It's, you know, it's got some time on it just to make sure the grounds are good. But then at that point, I'd wire in a 194 side marker bulb to the solenoid feed. Heck, I'd duct tape it right to the cowl at the base of the wiper so you could look at it whenever you go into crank mode. Make it easy.
Yep.
And
would it be worth it as well to like wire another one right to like the
To the what, Derek? You're breaking
relay,
up
the starter relay.
Well, if you go to, you could go to the starter relay. Sometimes it's a little hard to get to. All right, you know the solenoid feed is nice because what I'm thinking is I want to be in the middle of the circuit. I want to know that I had power at the solenoid feed, and the starter didn't engage. And at that, I've got two things: it's either a bad starter, I've verified my grounds, I've got a bad starter, or I've got a problem in the positive battery cable not putting power down there. So. All right. Now, you could wire in two bulbs, put one to the hot stud of the battery, which, although that bulb will be lit all the time, which kind of makes it obnoxious. You'll be looking at this, you know, orange light or white light bulb staring at you from the base of the windshield all the time. But at least that gets to the middle of the circuit. And the nice thing about going to the solenoid wire is it gets you to the middle of the circuit, so to speak, without disturbing a lot of things. All right? So if this is an intermittent connection, Toyota had some problems with the IK3 connector under the hood that on certain V6 models that, you know, you touch it and all of a sudden the problem goes away for a year. And, you know, you'd have to really look hard at it to see has it got surface corrosion on it. But I don't want to eliminate the hard. I don't want to eliminate the simple. I want to eliminate the obvious. I want to know, you know, is this a bad starter? Is this the original starter in the truck?
It is. It actually is.
Right. How many miles are on it?
So 104,000.
Right. Okay.
It's had a lot of other stuff done to it. It's pretty clean. And that's part of my question, too. A starter for that vehicle isn't very expensive. Would it be worth just throwing a new starter into it?
I hate to throw parts at something. You know that. I
do, too. But if it's got 204,000 miles on it, it's kind of like, you look at the cost. What would it cost to wire in a couple of test lights for my mechanic versus me just putting a starter in it?
Fair point. Where are you going to get the starter?
I like Toyota OEM stuff, right. So that'd be my first.
So there's 500 bucks.
Like OEM parts.
Yeah, there's 500 bucks right there.
Job I could do myself though. It's not.
Yeah, complicated. But I bet that starter's. So I bet
three
that's,
bolts.
I bet that starter's every bit of $300-$400. Yeah. Kind of makes wiring in the test light.
Wanted to keep this car for.
Yeah, kind of makes wiring in the test light look like a good idea, right?
That idea too, because I like the diagnosis end of it.
Right. Of course, the other side of this is you wire
a new starter in it.
Starter
in it in 2 days, it's not going to start again.
Right. So you know now is and then you go down the slippery slope of is it a bad new starter? Right. New means never ever worked. So it comes back to there's power in diagnosis. All right. The 07 Dodge Caravan you guys heard me talking about a couple of weeks ago, that nobody else would go through the pain of what I went through to pin out each individual wire so I knew what each wire in that circuit was doing, was well paid for. When I handed the car back to the customer, and it's been 3 weeks now, he called me the other day and he said, I don't know what you did, but the light doesn't come on anymore. I'm bewildered because he saw a check engine light and a gas cap fault on that vehicle for up, I think it was like 3 years. Nobody could fix that car. All right. So my point becomes, you know, there's power in diagnosis. And if we're just going to go down the slippery slope of throwing parts at it, let's just change everything. It's got 204,000 miles on it, not diagnose anything. We don't want to do that. You know, we don't want to do that. Listen, you know, life is like fixing cars. You go one step at a time, and you don't fall down the slippery slope, and you diagnose, and you gauge your steps along the way. It takes 15 minutes to wire a bulb in, and you'll learn something. So, all right, kiddo, do that.
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know what happens, and we'll go from there. I'm Ron Anian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed.
Need advice on how to maintain that classic GTO? Ron is the guy. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's get over and talk to Bob in Mass, 19 Toyota Tacoma. Bob, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Good, sir.
So I got a 2019 Toyota Tacoma TRD Sport. The gas cab door has never sat straight. If you look along the body line, you can see how it's not really lined up.
Okay.
Like it is on one side as it is the other. And eventually I feel like the thing's got to break. When I close it, I always feel like I got to use two hands. What do you recommend? You think I can actually fix that? Or
is
no?
Is it tight to close, Bob? Does it creak when you close it?
Is it tight to close? Well, as long as I manipulate it with two hands, not so much. You know, if I do it with one hand, it can just about touch the right top corner almost. Where
yeah.
It's not gonna
so it's
well.
It's at a line because what's happened is, and I've seen this on Toyotas over the years, and it doesn't matter the model, where the pivot pin, either paint got in there during assembly, and I think it's paint, because if you notice, the whole door assembly is painted. And
yeah, yeah.
Right, and I think they get it on the hinge, and I think the paint gets inside the pin on the hinge, and it sticks. And then once it sticks, it kind of grinds in. You know, that pin's got to have some lubricity to it. It's got to move. So,
sure.
You know, if maybe we get a little bit of PB Blaster and shoot it, you know, and you can use the straw. The Pro Straw will make this so you don't spray it all over the side of the truck. And just get a drop, and I put it at the top of the pin, and I'll work the door gently, and I'll go down. There's like a parting line where the hinge meets the other part of the hinge, and I'll put a drop there, and I'll work it, and then I'll repeat that throughout the pin that the door floats on, and I just keep spraying my PB in, and I let it soak, and I walk away, and I come back, and I'll give it two or three treatments, and if that doesn't do it, then yeah, nothing's going to loosen it up. Then you need a new hinge, you know, I mean a new door assembly, and it'll come with a hinge. But once okay. I get it free, then I will sit there and I will try to line it up. I bet if you look at the back side of the door where where it opens, I bet if you look, the back side of the door has started to, or I bet you it gouged the body at some point and it peeled the paint away. And you will see that.
Yeah, I'll have to check. I don't know if I ever looked at that.
Yeah.
But it seems like it'll never be straight again. Even if I was able to get it loose enough to close, no problem. It's always going to be...
Yeah, you don't know.
I've left to right. You know?
I've been able to straighten them with a little bit of patience and time.
Really?
And yeah, it just takes some effort.
Without breaking it, huh?
Yeah. You know, and listen, if you break it, then the answer is easy. Then you know what you have to do.
That's true.
But we're trying not to break it, because then I believe the new one comes primer black. Although they might make them in color. It's a different model than what I'm thinking of. Some of them may come painted. I can't say that every one of them doesn't. But then you've got to get it painted. Will the paint match?
Right.
You know, it's a simple
all
thing.
That and
it
for becomes, a gas door, you know?
All this for a gas door. It becomes such a mishigas. You know, as mom would say. You know, but let's see, you know, sometimes to line them up, you know, I'll get it level top and bottom. I will actually open the door and I will push the door straight back against the body. If you know what I'm saying, like I'm resetting the door deeper into the opening of the body. And then when you close it, it lines up perfect.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, because I tried to do that right before the close mark, and I'm like, no, it doesn't seem like it wants to. It's fighting me on that
right.
part of it. But maybe if I do have it open and it's loose, maybe that would.
It sort of depends on how it got bent. Probably what happened, my theory is, and I'm not picking on gas station attendants, they have a hard enough job, is the hinges that are tight, the pivots that are tight, you open them, and the gas station, he can't get it open, and he pulls on it harder, and the next guy pulls on it, and eventually everybody just kind of wails on it to the point that they pulled on it so hard, it's completely distorted, and now you end up with this mess. So you got to
suppose, Ron. That one guy I had fill it that one time. Yep. I suppose that might have happened.
Yeah. So you got to get that pivot free, and if you can't, then it's time for a hinge. All right, kiddo.
Hey man, I love your show. As a plumber, I take a lot of those advice you guys use, and I turn it into the plumbing trade, and it works well. I'll say so. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here for you. Anytime, brother. Good luck.
Great show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Good luck. Hey, let me just answer a quick piece of email. Ron, I purchased a 63 Ford Falcon convertible. This is right up there with the pink thing. I'm in the process of purchasing a repair manual for this car. Does it matter if I purchase the 26th edition of Motors, which covers years 53 to 63, or the 28th edition covering years 58 to 65? I would probably go the later year, 58 to 65, because I assume these are older books. By the time they released the information for the 65s, there was additional information released for the 63. I'd probably buy both. If you're going to be into an older car, you can't have enough information. So although it doesn't change nearly as often as the newer car. So, and then he goes on to say, I found a few Chilton manuals, but I'm told that Motors is far better. You know what? I'll tell you what. The older Chilton's books were really good. And I wouldn't be afraid to look at either one, and I wouldn't be afraid to have both. Again, we're talking, $200 worth of books for a classic car that you're going to purchase and maintain yourself? You can never have enough information. That comes to us from Ed. I find your show very informative, and I'd love to see your show on Motor Trend TV someday. Yeah, me too, Ed. Thanks. I appreciate the thought. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. Ron Nanny, the car doctor. Let's wander over to Lee in Virginia, 14 F-150. Lee, you're on with the car doctor. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have owned this truck since it was brand new, and about 2 weeks after I bought it, I was just accelerating normally, and between a dead stop and I'd say 45 miles an hour, it almost feels like some of the cylinders cut out, and it loses power, and sometimes it even makes a sound. It sounds like it's coming from the intake from inside the vehicle. It almost sounds like an old school flugelhorn, like on the, you know, the old cars. It makes a weird noise like that, and nobody's been able to figure it out. It doesn't throw a code on a diagnostic machine. It does it in cold weather, warm weather, with the air condition on or off. Nobody knows what it is.
All right. So, you know, after we get the occurrence to happen, the first place I want to go, I'm not waiting for a code to set. And, you know, Fords are funny. Older Fords are funny. Heck, disconnect the coil, walk away, and let the engine run. It'll take 7 minutes before it turns on a check engine light. It's ridiculous. So I'm not counting on a momentary 30-second or 60-second or however long this happens glitch for it to set me a code to give me an indication of what to do. Are you familiar with the term mode 6?
No, sir.
Okay. When you get sick, how do you know? If you get a cold, you feel bad.
You feel bad.
Right. Yeah. You ever wake up Monday and you kind of got that scratchy throat and you don't feel great and you go, oh God, by Wednesday I'm going to be sick?
Yes, sir.
Right. That's your mode 6. That's your body ran its test as soon as you opened your eyes. All right. And it went, uh-oh, look at this. Lee's going to be sick on Wednesday because he's failing mucus and, you know, throat soreness. All right. So in a vehicle, we call it mode 6. It is the self-test data that the computer runs on a continuous basis all the time. And we can look at mode 6 and see what tests are failing. You can look at mode 6, even on a healthy vehicle, and see which tests are borderline failure but have not yet set a code. Because sometimes every day is Monday, right? You know, every day is Monday. It's got a sore throat. It's a little scratchy. It's got a little bit of, you know, it's got a little bit of snot in its head. And then all of a sudden, bang, Wednesday rolls around and it sets a misfire fault. Well, we can do that. All right. So I want to go look at mode 6. I'm not waiting for a code to happen. The other thing I want to look at, this is a 14 F-150. Right?
Yes, sir.
Get your hands on bulletin 15-0137. Fuse number 27 fuse number 27 in the battery junction box under the hood. Go find fuse 27. All right.
Okay, what was the bulletin that you said again?
15-0137. And this is an old bulletin, so I'm surprised nobody's found this, but you know, maybe they're not looking at it. Maybe they're waiting for it to die.
Okay.
You know, remember, diagnosis isn't looking for a problem. Diagnosis is looking for what's good and you'll find the problem cuz something's going to fail the test.
Yeah, and I've spent money on it,
right?
And I let as soon as I bought it, I let them know about it so it would be on record,
right?
In case one day it's figured out, maybe Ford will say, "Oh, it's been an ongoing thing. We won't charge them to fix it." Which, yeah, I doubt that's going to happen.
But go look at that bulletin, Lee. That bulletin talks about fuse 27. It's the battery junction box, the one out under the hood. Go find fuse 27. Be sure you've got fuse 27. Pull it out. Do the blades of the fuse look discolored? All right. What happened for, and I believe what's going on here is, for the ones that I've seen, there's too much current draw on that circuit and it's frying the contact points of the fuse. So when we burn the fuse, what happens? We build up resistance. We change the resistance in the circuit. All of a sudden, we lose connectivity. All of a sudden, we can't flow current. All of a sudden, a computer that's used to getting, you know, XYZ amount of current to it gets half that. You ever been in the house when the computers get less voltage because of a blackout that's coming? Isn't that fun?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, you know, would a fuse 27, and I believe there's a fuse bypass kit as part of that bulletin 15-0137, that, you know, gets done and it repairs it. All right. So go do
so
those.
This
go,
be something.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's right.
This has been ongoing for
a while.
10 years.
Oh yeah.
So would this be something where the fuse? I mean, is it a faulty fuse or is it something wrong with the actual engineering of the system?
It's the engineering of the circuit such that they. If you read the bulletin, it'll make sense to you. They talk about it's a fault in the way the circuit was put together, and they will actually have you bypass that. You will no longer use fuse 27. You make a new fuse holder for that circuit.
Okay.
All right.
So this is something you've heard about before?
I've fixed vehicles using this before. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. It just bewilders me that mechanic like Vortex and everybody out there just doesn't.
Yeah,
they can't recreate it.
I know.
Because it might do it once every 100 miles.
Right.
Nobody, so I can't let the mechanic drive it that long.
Why can't we?
I mean, I could. Well, I'm a construction worker with one vehicle.
Oh, I get so you. Okay.
I got to have my vehicle for
right.
work.
Well, if you go on vacation, leave them the vehicle.
That makes sense.
Right.
What I meant was, that was just a figure of speech. Like, yeah. In other words, they'd have to keep it for a week or something.
Right. Well, I know. And they don't want to do that.
To recreate it.
They don't want to do that.
Right.
Come by the shop one day. I'll show you my 04 Suburban. It just turned 90,000 miles. Do you know why a 21-year-old vehicle only has 90,000 miles on it? Because I'm always driving something else. You know, that's just the way of the world. It's, you know, come by. I'll show you my 22 Chevy Silverado. I think it just turned 4,300 miles. Start doing the math. Start thinking about this. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm always driving somebody else's vehicle. I want to see someday in my obituary, they're going to talk about, yeah, we no longer see this guy driving around Bergen County, New Jersey with gauges and dials and knobs hanging over these cars, you know, out on test drives looking for faults. I know I'm going to get written up somewhere, but that's another story. So you know what you got to do, kiddo. All right?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate your help, and hopefully that's going to put me in the right direction to go to get this thing finally fixed.
If not, you call me back. I'll get you in another direction, but let's start there. So be well, Lou.
All right.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. We're on the name of the Car Doctor. This should be interesting. David, Wisconsin. David has two high-mileage vehicles, a 14 Tesla and an 02 Chevy 2500 pickup truck. David, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. What's going on?
Welcome, long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Tell you what, I'll start out with the O2 2500. It's actually my friend's truck, but he bought it brand new.
Right.
And he's had it all the miles. And this 6 liter in this truck, the engine has never been apart.
Gas or this is diesel, right? This is a diesel.
No.
Gas motor.
This is a 6 liter gas.
Okay, got it.
And it would, to tell you what's still original to the truck and to the engine, it's got the original starter and original injectors. And
wow.
It's never been apart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But he did. He would change oil every 3,000 to 4,000 miles.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it got as far as it did.
That is the answer, brother. Trust me. So I can understand that.
And
don't tell GM; they'll want it back.
I said to him, "Well, what's any issues now?" And he said, "Well, it's starting to use oil." And I said, "Defined using oil." He said, "A quart to 1,500 miles." He told me that this truck, for the first 200,000, wouldn't hardly use any oil at all.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, so. I'd be curious. I'd be curious what the averages are. How many of them actually do that? But then again, I think it's also the temperament of the owner. Right. What is the owner willing to put up with and look at it from a perspective of dollars? You know, back in the day when we were kids and dirt was invented, I remember, certain cars out of the factory were faster than other cars built. You know, same thing. You put two big block Chevelles or two small block Camaros side by side, and one would just smoke the other one in a drag race. And it's just some cars were just put together better. And I think, we're seeing the example of it in this day and age. You know, here's an 02 2500 6 liter gas motor. That truck was just put together right, and it went 400,000 miles before it started to have oil consumption issues. And
like you say, and this has not been like your Suburban. It's been a plow truck. It's pulled a dump trailer. It's pulled horse trailers.
Right.
It hasn't had an easy life. It's had a work life.
Right,
but it's made it this far.
Sometimes that's better.
Recently,
sometimes that's better. They don't sit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tell me about the Tesla.
Okay, the Tesla is actually my son's car. He bought it in 2014. It's a Model S, and for one of the reasons it got so many high miles is that he had it on Turo and he rented it out to help pay for it because it was an $80,000 car.
Right.
So. But it still has the original battery pack, and it's within a couple thousand miles of 400,000. When it does get to 400,000, he's going to give me a picture of it, of the odometer.
Wow,
so that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can be done, right? It can be done. I think you've got two examples there of vehicles that were assembled correctly. And, they met the engineering criteria. And if more vehicles were put together like that, dealerships wouldn't have service departments. They wouldn't need them.
Yeah. But I got to tell you a couple of things, Ron. First of all, he hit a deer about 5 years ago. I'd say a deer hit him. And it tumbled down the passenger side of the car. It set off all the curtain airbags. And when it did it, that car went into brick mode. I don't know if you know what that means. It means you cannot drive that car then until it's fixed or whatever. So, like I say, and I don't know if it's unique to just that model or whatever, but yeah, once those airbags go off, you cannot move that car. It has to be like flat towed or roll back towed or whatever the truck is.
Right.
And it was $16,000. And because it was a high value car, they didn't total it. They fixed it.
Well, sure. Yeah. I could see that because it's a ratio. If that was a $50,000 car, it would have been totaled. So let me ask you a question, David. You got a buddy with a 400,000 mile pickup, you've got a son with a 400,000 mile Tesla. What does David drive?
Well, I actually have visited your shop in October. I was the guy that brought in all the car pictures and everything like that.
Oh, okay, sure.
I'm driving a 2001 7.3 diesel
F-250 pickup.
250.
Yeah, okay.
So,
how many miles are on that now?
And it works for me. There's 210,000 on it now.
You better start driving, brother. You got a lot of catching up to do.
Well, like I say, well, I wanted to tell you one more thing about the Tesla. That thing has not only the battery pack, but it's got a conventional 12-volt, like a Group 24 battery in it.
Right.
And
yes.
That must run like the 12-volt system accessories. I don't know.
Yes.
But
yep.
if it goes dead, you can't get in the car.
Right.
You can't drive the car.
Right. Yeah,
isn't that weird?
And I think, you know, this is an example of all the way technology is going to change, and we all have some getting used to. It's going to be, I think you're going to see batteries replaced on a scheduled basis, not on a failure basis. David, I enjoyed chatting, sir. Let me pull over and take a pause. I got to go. I'm Ron Anini in the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Well, 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 you know, if you wait two more minutes, you're going to see something and hear something this radio show hasn't done in 2 weeks. It's going to get through the whole two-hour show for the weekend without a glitch because Tom and I exercised the demons from the computers the last 2 weeks. We're not sure what happened, but we're excited. Let's see if we can get to the end. I want to talk a little bit about AllData. And AllData has a great product out there called Tech Assist. It's their Tech Assist team. And I pulled one of the tech tips out of the data file, a classic example of what AllData Tech Assist does. 2017 Nissan, why do they still call it Nissan? I guess Nissan Datsun. It says Nissan Datsun Pathfinder. Datsun Pathfinder. But 208,000-mile vehicle, this 2017 Nissan. After the vehicle sits overnight, everything on the dash instrument cluster will intermittently blip and then go black as soon as the engine starts. And what happened, the tech that was working on it opened up a case with AllData Tech Assist, and he was able to receive live over the phone instruction, explanation of what to do. And, they put a technician on and saw what was going on with it. And, some good details here and as far as what to do and how to do it. So, it says here, acting on advice in a wiring diagram provided by an AllData Tech Assist consultant, the technician monitored the instrument cluster powers and grounds while driving. You see, sometimes repairs Well, you guys know this. You're listening to me. Sometimes in repairs, you always need somebody to talk to. And for the technicians out there, you get all data and you get all data tech assist, and you can do that. And, you know, you can help fix the vehicle just like they did. You'll find more information at alldata.com. So all data tech assist. Great thing. I like that. I'm Ron and Andy in the Car Doctor. It's been an absolute pleasure. I don't know where the time goes every week. It just seems to fly by. And I just want to remind everybody that good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.